Dr. Rassie Rasmus and the Springboks are a bunch of cheats, and they spy on their opposition to gather data. That is the accusation from former Lions and Wales coach Warren Gatland. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to everything Gatland said, and I'll share with you exactly what I think as well. So let me set the scene for you. In 2021, the British and Irish Lions were touring South Africa. It's still at the height of COVID, so matches are being played in empty stadiums. And teams are basically finding themselves in what became known as bubbles. The idea was to restrict the area to people who had not tested positive for the coronavirus, and then isolate those people. So the Lions were in a bubble in Hermanus. If you don't know where it is, it's a lovely seaside town about 200 kilometers east of Cape Town. All of this is before the first test of the series. And here's what Gatland said in a piece he wrote for the Telegraph newspaper in England. "We felt that during the tour we were spied on while we were based at the Arabella country estate near the coastal town of Hermanus. We trained at the nearby Hermanus High School, and although we had security guards checking out the potential sites where cameras could be placed, there was only so much they could do." Now look, as far as I'm concerned, there's a list of excuses that people just pick out of a hat when they lose. We've heard them all before. It's usually the referee, but occasionally it's the weather or the ball, sometimes the hotel or the hotel staff, or the inadequate training facilities. And of course, the Kiwis are very well versed in this stuff, so food poisoning and espionage are on their list. Now, I can actually recall them complaining about being spied on in the 1990s and even in the 2000s. And not just New Zealand, actually, Australia too. And to that I would say, so what? Training sessions are often open to the media and even to the public at times. Yes, coaches will ask photographers and cameramen to not film when they're doing tactical drills or working on new moves, but everyone who is there still has a pair of eyes and can see what's going on. Who's to say they don't relay information? The other thing that is absurd is that you must remember that every team now has a team of video and data analysts. There is almost nothing that the opposition is not expecting or anticipating these days. Now, okay, Gatland claims that they were executing a brand new move that they had not yet used on the tour. Gatland says, "It was so frustrating because if the opposition knows what your plans are, they can plan to defend them." Yes, Warren, that's what the video and data analysts are for. This is not new. But check out what else Gatland says. "Our suspicions grew in the first test when Lukanyo Am hit Elliot Daly with a massive man-on-ball tackle, reading a move that we had not used before during the tour matches." Okay, let's try to treat this as objectively as we possibly can. I don't have great footage of it, but I'll show it to you here a few times while I attempt to describe it as best I can. The Lions are in possession in their own half. The first receiver is Owen Farrell in this case. Farrell skips the second player and instead passes to Elliot Daly, who is subsequently flattened by Lukanyo Am. This is what Gatland is moaning about. Gatland is not going to convince anyone that he invented it. Dummy runners are also not new. Skip passes are not new either. And you might say to me, "Pete, yes, but it's 2025 and Gatland's talking about 2021. Folks, in 2021, none of this stuff was new or unique either. And yes, it does require bravery and a strong conviction as a defender to not go for that second runner and instead target the third man, knowing that that second man is indeed just a dummy runner. But again, this is not brand new stuff. And going for Elliot Daly would have meant that most likely someone like Damian Dialende was covering the second man just in case, because that's how defensive systems work. Warren Gatland would know this. As I say, this stuff was not brand new in 2021. Russi Erasmus, our doctor in chief, well, he responded to this nonsense on X. Here's what Doc said. Lukey did really well to read that one skip pass. We call that a 100. Exceptional read to see the one skip pass and make the tackle. If you ask me, this is Doc's way of calling BS on Gatlin's claims. Just on Lucanio Am, before his 2023 injury, this man was the best outside center in the world, in my opinion. To be sure, he possesses silky skills, he still does, as a runner, and he passes really, really beautifully and crisply. His vision is what sets him apart, in my view. And thus, it is not a surprise that he is the one who, at that stage, was marshalling the defense. That's what the Springbok 13 did in the Jacques Nienaber defensive system. Almost like he was the defensive captain, at least in the back line, if that makes sense. All things being equal, it is hardly beyond Lucanio Am's abilities to have read a skip pass. And if Gatland wants to claim that this move was Lions' innovation, then I know nothing about rugby and I'll have to delete this channel. By the way, the former Lions, Wales and Ireland coach had some more to say. Russi was also on the pitch acting as a water boy, carrying a piece of paper. We enlarged the photo, which showed that there were some of our moves and calls on it. Again, do you really think our video and data analysts didn't compile that list? I mean, what do you think they're there for? I've actually seen in football, during a penalty shootout, that a goalkeeper took out a piece of paper that had information on it about the opposition penalty takers. Is that cheating? No. Everyone knows that the goalkeeper's team has analysts who would have put that information together for him. This is also what is known as preparation and professionalism. Gatland had one more gem in his column as well. He claims they later heard that a nearby house had been rented for surveillance purposes. I talked to someone who is well connected in South Africa, who told me that a house that overlooked our training pitch had been rented for the duration of the series, and that a long lens camera had been placed in the top corner of the house to record us. Listen, I'm not saying that that didn't happen, but I do find it unlikely that if someone connected to the box, whether it's Russi or someone further removed, would have rented a house nearby and told the landlord that they specifically needed it to spy on the Lions' training sessions. Further to that, wouldn't you say it's extraordinarily lucky that a house overlooking the exact training ground just happened to be available for rent at that specific time? I don't know about you guys, but I've gone apartment hunting before and wished for a sea view. And there were many instances where those sea view apartments were already rented out. It all just smacks of sour grapes, doesn't it? And it's such a shame because Warren Gatland, in my view, is actually one of the good guys in rugby. But here we are. And I suppose if Gatland's allegations are indeed accurate, then I guess we have ourselves an espionage thriller here, don't we? It's like a James Bond movie. So what, does that make Russi M, Siya Kolisi is 007, and Gatland is Blofeld? Just another word on espionage in rugby. Even if all of this is true, what Gatland is saying, that in itself is also not new. As I say, you can go back to the 90s, Australia has accused the Springboks of espionage, New Zealand and Australia have accused one another of that, New Zealand has accused us of that in South Africa. I happen to know for a fact that in the 2000s, and we're not going to specify here, but just in the 2000s, when the All Blacks came to South Africa, they would base themselves in Durban. And then from there, they would fly up to altitude on match day or the day before, whatever it was, or they would just stay in Durban for the test there, etc., etc. And there were many instances where they suspected or accused a Springbok spy of hovering around. There was even a case where someone was hiding in the bushes. Now listen, I will say something like this. As much as I like to think that I'm knowledgeable on rugby, and I have no doubt that you also think of yourself as being knowledgeable in rugby, I cannot for one second believe that someone like me can hang around in the bushes or in the pavilion or in a rented house, okay, overlooking the training ground, and someone like me would see something and be able to go to Rusty and say, hey, you know what? I saw this thing that the Lions are doing. Yes, it's possible. But Rusty, Jock Nienaberg, I know he's not currently part of the setup, Felix Jones, Mzondile Stick, Jerry Flannelly, Tony Brown, these men have got a rugby brain that is far superior to anything that I've got going on up here. Someone like me, or some random person recording, sitting there, they don't know what to look out for. Yes, they might see something. I grant you, we have eyes and we do see things. But I'm telling you guys, the men who are in charge of these teams, they see things that we don't see. And that is another reason why I think that all of this is quite absurd. But what do you think? Do you think this is the biggest load of nonsense you've ever heard? Or do you think there was something untoward going on and that Rusty is something of a dirty tricks practitioner? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as one of my patrons. Why? Well, you would get incredible benefits. Like, for example, you can win Springbok match tickets and Springbok jerseys. You can get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. You can stand a chance to win the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. You can also get an opportunity to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. And you can even have quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, and players. All depending on the tier that you select, it begins from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. And the reason I'm looking for your support is because I would love to do this full time, and I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. If that sounds like something you're keen on, I would very, very much appreciate your support. I thank you in advance. And I'll speak to you next time.